A group of CU students and faculty will stage a climate strike outside of the climate summit today. Climate strike organizers say that despite CU's reputation as a green leader, the school has about $100 million invested in fossil fuels. GAGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with David Paradis, a senior instructor who helped organize the strike, who says he sees the climate strike as a complement to the climate summit.
I think it's amazing that we have these students who are so motivated to undertake action to divest the university's funds from fossil fuel companies. And those fossil fuel companies have systematically and repeatedly misinformed the American public about the consequences of burning fossil fuels. And they began that campaign consciously in 1990s and repeated misinforming Americans about the effects of fossil fuel. So at this point, the students are viewing the continued investment in fossil fuels as enabling those entities that misinform the American people about fossil fuels. And we shouldn't do that. That's not what the university is about, is spreading misinformation. In fact, that's the opposite of our mission. We try to help people understand what's going on, not misinform them about what's going on. And investing in those fossil fuel companies perpetuates that misinformation that they're spreading.
How much of an investment does CU Boulder have in fossil fuels?
Well, the short answer to your question is, because it gets complicated, obviously, the short answer to your question is about $100 million in fossil fuel investments, and that's probably a conservative estimate.
Wow. So this isn't the first time CU Boulder students and faculty and community members have protested CU's investment in fossil fuels. What has been the response from the administration in the past?
Yeah, there have been a variety of responses depending on when and who you talk to. But generally speaking, CU has very longstanding ties to the fossil fuel industry. As you may well know, one of our previous presidents was a fossil fuels executive and very successful in that arena. And so it's very challenging for the administrators to make a change. But given that CU is one of the leading climate science research institutions in the world and probably the leading earth sciences university in the United States, it makes a lot of sense for the university to divest from fossil fuels so that we are doing what our research shows us that we need to do.
What would it mean to other universities for CU to decide to, you know, make this move? Do you think it would have any ripple effects?
I don't know. I mean, University of California system did it, and Harvard University has done it. And compared to them, CU is a fairly small institution.
And what happened to them? Was divesting in fossil fuels, you know, really as painful and impossible as so many industries make it out to be?
No, they're doing fine, actually. It's a really great question. You know, the world did not close in on them when they got out of fossil fuels. In fact, they've written a couple, University of California treasurer and chief financial officer have published a couple of open letters in, I think, the LA Times or the Wall Street Journal, talking about they're glad they did what they did. And they looked really smart in 2020 when fossil fuel prices went to zero. And maybe in 2022, it doesn't look as smart because fossil fuel prices are high right now. But I would say, well, wait a couple of years, they'll be low again. And in the meantime, you know, they used to say, I think they might still do, sell high and buy low. It's a good time to get out of fossil fuels.
David Paradis is a senior instructor at CU Boulder. For more information about today's climate strike, or for information about right here, right now, CU Boulder's climate summit that is happening all weekend, you can find links on our website, news.kgnu.org. David, thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Alexis.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.
about you, know it feels good to be alive. Right here, right now, what you know.